on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
While business sentiment in Ilembe slightly dropped in the first 6 months of this year, there was some solid economic performance for the district. The strong economic activity was supported by sectors including agriculture, manufacturing and assembly, as well as construction and property development. But the Ilembe Chamber of Commerce's biannual Business Confidence Index shows sentiment dipped below the 50-point mark to 47.4. Kobus Oorlofse is the chamber's CEO.
Sentiment is such an important element in determining, you know, investment decisions. And one of the things that we always find is that the sentiment tends to be a bit more negative and lower than the actual economic activity within our region. The negative sentiment mostly relate to the build-up to the 1st of August and the US import tariffs that would have been imposed or are going to be imposed. There's also some very, very specific local and district issues around political leadership, instability around political leadership that probably dictated the negative sentiment.
Oorlofse expects minimal impact from the 30% tariffs imposed on exports to the US. The KZN High Court has ruled that the repayment administrator overseeing Itala's deposit may not interfere with its operations. The Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority last month challenged a May court order that gave the state-owned entity the green light to resume some of its services but not take new deposits. The court has now set aside that order, while an earlier November ruling is still being appealed in the Supreme Court of Appeal. Premier Tamin Dulu says they will work with regulators to protect important payments while the case continues.
And we are happy that the court has confirmed the very same judgment, though there are some restrictions, and we know that they'll continue to control the depositor book, the RNDPA, but it's a long process which we will undergo as the province of KwaZulu-Natal to ensure that if Bank Itala still operates, helps the people of KwaZulu-Natal to grow this economy.
Some Durban locals have been laying tributes at Battery Beach for the missing pilot whose plane crashed into the sea during an aerobatic display. The search for the 61-year-old man from Johannesburg has been suspended today due to the weather and sea conditions hampering efforts. Among those who went to pay tribute was Paolo Martins, a friend and colleague of the pilot. He came to lay flowers at the beach with his family.
We were friends, we were colleagues, we were aviators, and that's hard work. So yesterday when I got the news, I had a feeling of who it might have been, and I didn't really want to ask, or I didn't want my questions answered, and eventually they were, and it's unfortunate.
And the Attorney General for Washington is suing Donald Trump's administration over what he calls a hostile takeover of the city's police force. Earlier this week, Trump placed the U.S. Capitol's Metropolitan Police Department under federal government control while also sending 800 National Guard troops onto its streets. He said it was necessary to fight violent crime. But Washington's Attorney General Brian Schwalb is legally challenging the move, saying federal law governing the Capitol does not authorize the usurpation of the district's authority over its own government. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 26. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.